Okay. Good to see you all.
好高兴再见到大家。
I'm going to be speaking to you about the end of Mark's Gospel this afternoon.
今日行咧，系会同大家讲咧马可福音嘅结尾。
And this is a difficult subject.
呢个系一个困难嘅题目。
Because there are ancient manuscripts that have more verses than others.
因为咧有一啲嘅古卷咧系比其他嘅古卷咧系有更长嘅句子嘅。
The science of textual criticism is what I'm engaged in.
嗱，我咧就系做呢一个文本嘅分析工作嘅。
And what that means is to try to research these ancient manuscripts.
咁就系研究呢一啲咧古卷。
And determine which ones give us the best text.
就系去决定到底边一份嘅古抄本咧系俾我哋最佳嘅文本。
Because not all the manuscripts say the same thing.
因为唔系所有嘅手抄本咧都系讲同一样嘢嘅。
There are lots and lots of differences among our Greek New Testament manuscripts.
在新約的手抄本裏面是有很多的分別的。
And consequently, we have to try to determine what the original wording is.
所以我們就要去決定到底那個原稿的字眼是怎樣的。
Now, I understand that this church you use the Revised Union Bible.
我知道呢我們教會即是你們教會也是我教會就是用這個和修本的。
You have a different name for it, I guess, don't you?
No, no, because it's about you and me. You and us.You know, your church is my church.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. It's my church. Your church. Okay. It's my church this week, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we belong to the same church, one church.
Oh, that's true. Absolutely. With a capital C, yes.
Yeah. 我们属于同一个教会。
So we're going to try to look at this now on just Mark's Gospel.
所以我们现在就是看这个马可福音，这个，只是这个部分。
And tomorrow afternoon, we'll look at another passage.
明天下午我们又看另外一段。
That's the story of the woman caught in adultery.
咁就係呢一個行淫嘅婦人呢係被捉到。
We'll wrestle with that passage for an hour and a half, I think, tomorrow.
咁聽日晏晝呢我哋大概係會用個半鐘呢係去處理嗰一段嘅經文。
Now, of all the textual differences we have among the manuscripts,
喺各個手抄本當中嗰文本嘅差異裏面呢
there are really only two that involve more than two verses.
只係有兩段係超過有兩節嘅啫。
And that's here at the end of Mark's Gospel, Mark 16.
这个第一段呢就是这个马可福音的第十六章最尾那段。
And John 8, the story of the woman caught in adultery.
咁然后呢就是约翰福音第八章的一个呢被人拉的在行淫中被人拉的妇人。
Both of these passages involve 12 verses.
两段的经文呢都是涉及12节。
And the question we're asking is, are they authentic or not?
个问题就是到底他们是不是真确的呢
So, when we get into John, we'll talk a lot about textual criticism tomorrow afternoon.
明天下午当我们讲约翰福音的时候呢我们会是讲很多经文分析或者经文鉴别各方面的工作。
So, you need to come back to find out about what I'm even talking about today.
所以你明天又要回来呢然后才要明白到底今天我是讲什么。
So, it's just two questions we want to answer right now.
现在呢我们要回答的只是两个问题。
What is the authentic ending to Mark's Gospel? Does it end at verse 8 in chapter 16 or verse 20 in chapter 16?
到底马可福音那个真确的结尾是哪一节呢是16章8节呢抑或是16章20节呢
And if it ends at 16:8, this is called the short ending.
咁如果佢嘅结尾呢是在16章8节我哋叫做那个短尾。
Is this where Mark intended to end his Gospel?
咁系咪呢个马可嘅目，即系佢嘅意愿就喺呢一度结束福音书咧
？Or is the real ending missing？
亦话个尾系唔见咗咧
？So those are the questions we're going to wrestle with today。
呢个就系我哋今日要处理嘅问题。
So let me begin with the two main endings of Mark。
好啦，咁首先咧就等我咧系讲一讲咧马可福音嗰两个主要嘅结尾。
And if you have your Bible, you might want to open it to Mark chapter 16 right now。
咁如果大家有聖經嘅咧，係可以翻去馬可福音第十六章。
If you don't have your Bible, you're a liberal。
咁咧如果冇聖經嘅話咧，咁你就可以好自由啊，或者你係自由派。
That took a long time for you to say that.
Oh yeah, because the word liberal has certain nuances.
Yeah, yes. So you had to give the right nuance. Yeah. You sure you gave the right one?
Well, I just make two suggestions.
Okay. Okay. So it doesn't matter if you use the Revised Union Bible or some other translation.
大家呢其實是可以用和修本啦，當然也可以用其他的版本的。
But I do believe in the Revised Union Bible, there's a note here.
在和修本那裡呢，在這裡是有一個的註釋的。
And it says some manuscripts have more verses, others end right here.
這裡呢就是這樣講，有些古卷有下列的結語。
Is that basically what the note says? Something
yeah.
like that? Okay.So I got that right. My Chinese is good then. Okay.
博士的英文好好，啊，不，中文好好。
It was really hard.
他知道我講乜。
It was really hard to learn Cantonese in the last 2 days too. It's just.
過去兩日啱啱學咗廣東話。
Okay. Well, easy for bad pronunciation too.
Right. Sorry.
Well, easy. That's Chinese.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Well, easy.
Yeah.All right.
He didn't understand my Chinese,
no,
so it must be very bad.
I thought that is easy.
Oh, you thought I was speaking English.
Yeah.
We should switch places here then.
Yeah. But I can't operate your...
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll read this in English, and then he'll read it in Chinese.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. The gospel... First, we're going to deal with the short ending of Mark's gospel.
好了，首先呢，我们就是讲马可福音那个短结尾。
Now I call this the SE or the short ending.
嗱，咁呢個就係個短尾啦，或者係簡稱 SE。
And I've got material here in brackets because those words are not in the Greek text.
嗱，咁喺呢度咧，有啲字咧就係喺括弧裡面嘅，因為唔係喺嗰個希臘文裡面嗰個文本嘅。
So it starts out at verse 8. Then they went out and ran from the tomb.
呢度咁樣講，於是他們出來。從墳墓那裡逃走。
And the they are Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome.
他們是什麼呢？是誰呢？就是抹大拉的瑪利亞，雅各的母親瑪利亞和撒羅米。
They ran from the tomb for terror and bewilderment had seized them.
從墳墓那裡逃走，又發抖又驚訝。
And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
什麼也沒有告訴人，因為他們害怕。
End of the Gospel of Mark.
這個就是馬可福音的結尾了。
Now if the Gospel ends right here,
如果馬可福音就是在這裡作結，
then these women never saw Jesus raised from the dead in the Gospel of Mark.
即是說在馬可福音裡面呢，所描述的這些婦人呢，是沒有見到耶穌復活之後。
So then we have the long ending.
咁又跟住咧，我哋就有呢一个长尾啦。
And here's what it says.
嗱，就系咁讲嘅。
I'll read maybe a couple verses at a time. That'd be good.
Okay.
Early on the first day of the week, after he arose, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out 7 demons. Just one verse is fine.
在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，耶稣曾从他身上赶出七个鬼。
She went out and told those who were with him while they were mourning and weeping.
她去告訴那向來跟隨耶穌的人，那時他們正哀動哭泣。
And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe.
他們聽見耶穌活了，被瑪利亞看見，可是不信。
After this, he appeared in a different form to 2 of them while they were on their way back to the country.
这些事以后，门徒中有两个人往乡下去，正走着的时候，耶稣以另一种形象向他们显现。
They went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them.
他们去告诉其余的门徒，那些门徒还是不信。
Then he appeared to the 11 themselves while they were eating, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him resurrected.
后来十一使徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
他对他们说：你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages or tongues.
You know, 信的人将有神迹随着他们， 就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
They will pick up snakes with their hands, and whatever poison they drink will not harm them. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will be well.
手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也不会受害。手按病人，病人就好了。
After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
主耶稣和他们说完了话以后，被接到天上，坐在神的右边。
They went out and proclaimed everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through the accompanying signs.
门徒出去，到处传福音，主和他们同工，藉着伴随的神迹，证实所传的道。
So that's a lot of material, 12 whole verses that are different between these two different endings.
这两个不同的结尾呢，总共有12节的差别，是相当多的资料。
One of the questions we have to ask as we examine this is this.
我们要问的问题就是这样。
Which is more likely, that scribes would omit verses 9 through 20?
哪样是更加可能呢？会不会是个文士漏了第9至20节呢？
Or that they would add these verses?
因为是他们加了这些的节数进去呢？
Now there's arguments on both sides.
支持双方的论点都是各有论据的。
And we can't possibly look at all of the evidence right now.
那我们现在当然是不能够看完所有的证据。
But we'll look at as much as we can.
那不过我们尽量看吧。
Now there's two kinds of evidence that we have to look at here.
在这里我们要看两类的证据。
One is called the external evidence.
第一种就是外证。
That has to do with what the Greek manuscripts have to say.
是要看的是关于那些希腊文的抄本是讲什么。
What the versions say, that is the ancient translations.
那是各个版本，即是古时的译本。
And what church fathers say about this passage, or even whether they quote it.
咁就另外仲有就係啲古教父到底有冇引述啦，或者係评论呢一啲嘅章節。
And then there's internal evidence.
咁另外亦都係有内证。
This has to do with what would a scribe normally tend to do.
咁呢个係涉及呢一个文士当佢抄经嘅时候佢通常係会做啲乜嘢。
And what is the author's style? Does this fit with his style?
咁另外就係作者个风格，呢个係咪符合作者一贯嘅风格呢？
Okay, now we're going to get into the weeds, is what we say in English. Lots of details.
好啦，而家咧，我哋就系睇咧嗰个详细嘅内容啦。
So we're starting with arguments. Oops. Let me go back. We went right past the weeds.
好，我哋咧系而家系先头咧跳咗，而家我哋翻去。
So we start with the arguments for the long ending.
嗱，我哋先咧系睇支持长结尾嘅论据。
And I want to offer four basic arguments.
总共是有四个基本的论据的。
First of all, at least 95% of all the manuscripts, the ancient translations, and the church fathers quote this passage, the long passage.
首先就是最少有 95% 的抄本和古译本和教父都是有这一段的。
Now, if we were to decide the text on the basis of a democracy,
如果我们透过个民主程序去决定那个文本呢?
And you have 95 people say these 12 verses are authentic.
有95个人说这12节都是真确的。
And 5 say they're not authentic.
有5个说这些不是真确的。
Then it's a landslide victory for those who say it's authentic.
所以支持这个是真确的呢根本是大胜的。
But that's not how we should do textual criticism.
咁但係呢喺呢个文本嘅鉴别嗰方面我哋并唔係咁样做嘢
㗎。The most important question we have to ask as we look at any textual problem,
睇任何一个文本嘅问题我哋都係要睇呢一样嘢。
Is which wording seems to explain the rise of the other wording?
就係边一啲嘅字眼呢可以解释得到呢係其他嘅字眼。
So even though we have the vast majority of manuscripts and translations and church fathers that quote this passage,
那儘管我們是有很多的抄本、很多的古譯本同埋是教父是有提述到這個長的結尾。
That doesn't necessarily mean that it's authentic, that Mark wrote it.
但是不一定就表示這個是真確，就是說馬可是寫了這些下去的。
It's secondly found in manuscripts as early as the late 4th century.
而最早的抄本呢就是在这个四世纪的后期。
We have one manuscript that's written either late 4th or early 5th century that has this passage.
咁咧最少係有一個抄本咧，就係喺四世紀嘅後期，或者咧係五世紀嘅初期咧，係有呢一段。
Then all the rest are later than this.
而其他嘅抄本咧，有呢一段嘅咧，都係遲過呢個年份嘅。
But it also has wide geographical distribution.
另外一方面咧，佢亦都係有非常之廣泛嘅地域分布。
That means it was found in different areas called the Byzantine, the Western, the Alexandrian regions, if you will.
即係話咧，佢分布嘅區域咧係包括咗呢個拜占庭嘅區域啦、西方教會區域同埋亞歷山大區教會嘅區域。
This is all over the Mediterranean world when the church was growing.
就係當教會增長嘅時候咧，呢、這個圍繞住呢個地中海嘅周圍。
And we find it in several church fathers.
而另外咧，喺幾個教父嘅文獻裏邊都係有嘅。
The earliest is probably Irenaeus, but it may even be earlier. So late second century, we find this long passage in there.
最早嘅咧就係、是、二世紀時候，即係二世紀晚期嘅愛任樓嘅文獻裏邊有。
So that seems to be pretty strong evidence that these 12 verses really are authentic.
咁即係換言之咧，係有好強嘅證據咧支持呢一段嘅文字咧係真確嘅。
So now we ask the question, why would these verses be omitted by the scribes?
如果係咁，我哋就要問點解抄經嘅文士咧會漏咗呢一段呢
？And the standard argument is this.
嗱，咁嗰個標準嘅答案就係咁。
The early Christians were embarrassed over verses 17 and 18.
就係咧初期嘅基督徒咧係見到第十七節同埋第十八節咧係感到尷尬。
They didn't like the idea of picking up snakes and drinking poison.
佢哋咧唔喜歡話咧，係呢度講到係又手能拿蛇，然後咧又飲毒藥啊咁。
So I want to see if that's really the reason why manuscripts omitted these verses.
咁呢個係咪真正嘅原因咧？係有關嘅手抄本係剔除咗咧，係呢幾節咧
？Now in modern times, we can be embarrassed about that.
嗱，有陣時真係咧，我哋係會因為呢一啲嘅經節咧，係感到咧係尷尬嘅。
There are some churches in America, however, that actually practice these verses.
不過咧，喺美國咧，係的確有一啲嘅教會咧，係實際上咧就係實踐呢一啲嘅經文嘅。
They're in the Appalachian Mountains in the East Coast.
係喺呢個阿伯拉山脈啊，即係喺東岸嗰邊咧。
And you can see that they like to practice snake handling.
嗱，佢哋咧就係中意咧，係去玩，即係去學習咧，係捉呢啲蛇嘅。
I don't think we've ever had any Dallas Seminary students that did this.
咁我相信咧，大拉斯神學院嘅神學生咧就冇試過咁樣做啊。
But they think that if you can handle snakes and you don't die, you're a real Christian.
咁佢哋認為咧就係如果你係捉過條蛇，你唔死咧，你就係真正嘅基督徒啦。
Well, you might not die, but of course you could lose an arm.
咁你可能唔會死嘅，不過可能冇一隻手臂。
And sometimes even have some other serious things happen to you.
咁可能有一啲更加嚴重嘅事情。
So the question is embarrassment over these verses that significant to the ancient scribes? Oops, I've got to check. Oh, you did something.
咁個問題咧就係話呢一啲嘅尷尬係咪對於古時嗰啲嘅抄經嘅文士嚟講咧係真係一個尷尬，所以就係遺漏咗佢呢？
So, sorry about that.
啊，對唔住，先頭停咗。
Embarrassment is a modern issue. I want to contend.
我認為咧，係尷尬呢個其實係一個現代嘅問題。
Early church fathers quote from the long passage frequently and approvingly.
初期嘅教父咧，其實係經常引述呢一段，並且亦都係贊同呢一段嘅。
In fact, from the second to the fifth century,
由第二世紀到第五世紀。
There are at least 10 church fathers that quote from the long passage.
最少有十位嘅教父咧，系引述呢个长嘅经文。
And they don't have any problem with verses 17 and 18.
佢哋对于第十七、第十八节咧，系冇任何嘅问题。
So it's hard to claim that embarrassment was the problem for the ancient church.
所以唔可以话咧，系初期教会对于呢个问题咧系。感到尷尬。
But it's really frightening to see this in modern times.
咁當然咧，喺而家呢個時候見到咁嘅情況，就係實在得人驚嘅。
A couple of my students actually went to Kentucky one time.
咁咧就我有兩個學生咧就曾經去過肯塔基州。
And they visited a pastor of a snake handling church.
咁咧就去探訪一個咧係玩蛇嘅教會嘅牧師。
And they asked him, "Do you really handle snakes?"
咁咧就於是就問佢啦，你哋係咪真係玩蛇啊？咁
This happened just a couple of years ago.
咁大概兩三年之前啦。
He was in a rocking chair, rocking back and forth.
咁咧佢就係坐喺張咧係安樂椅嗰度搖下搖下。
And they were in his living room.
咁咧就喺個廳嗰度啊。
He said, "Yes, I do."
係啊，我係咁做啊。
I have one right here.
嗱喺呢度我有條蛇啦。
And underneath the chair was a box, and he pulled out a rattlesnake.
咁咧就喺佢將椅下底有個箱啦，佢就掹咗一條響尾蛇出嚟。
Do you have rattlesnakes here?
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 not in Hong Kong.
Just a poisonous, very, very poisonous snake.
係非常之毒嘅蛇。
So that's probably a church I wouldn't want to visit.
我就唔想探嗰個教會啦。
But I want to assure you that doesn't mean that everybody who thinks the long passage means you must be a snake handler.
即係我想講嘅就係話咧，並唔係表示你贊成呢一節嘅咧，呢一段嘅經文嘅咧，你就一定係要玩蛇。
It's only very, very few people in America that believe this.
只係喺美國咧，其實只係有好少好少嘅人咧係信係咁嘅啫。
They're the same people that think Hong Kong is in Europe.
就係嗰啲咧，以為香港喺歐洲嘅人啊。
So they're not real smart. Okay, now arguments for the short ending.
好啦。咁跟住我哋睇咧，呢一個係短尾支持短尾嘅論據啦。
I'll go through each one of these points with you briefly as we go through。
咁我會咧好簡短咁樣講一講。
First of all, the earliest, the oldest and best manuscripts end at verse 8。
最古老同埋最好嘅抄本咧，就係以第八節作結嘅。
Second, the oldest manuscripts of several early versions or translations also end at verse 8。
最古老嘅譯本嘅抄本咧，亦都係以第八節作結。
And this reading also has wide geographical distribution.
而個地域分布咧，亦都係同樣相當廣泛。
The church fathers make explicit statements about manuscripts too.
而教父咧，亦都係曾經就呢啲嘅抄本咧，係作嘅明確嘅講法。
And I think we'll see a very interesting thing when we read what they say.
當我們讀他們講什麼的時候，我們就發現很多有趣的東西。
There's also a different ending to the gospel that's other than these two.
除了這兩個結尾之外，其實還有其他的結尾。
And finally, there are marginal notes in some manuscripts that have the long ending.
另外，又有一些抄本，就在他那個書的邊那裡，是有一些注釋裡面，就是包括了那個長的結尾。
So why would scribes add to the short ending?
點解呢個抄經嘅文士咧，係會將一個長尾加落去個短尾嗰度咧
？There's a strong temptation to add a resurrection appearance to the gospel。
其實係一個好強嘅引誘啊，係將嗰個復活嘅顯現咧，係加咗落去福音書嗰度。
Four times in Mark's gospel, we see a prediction of the resurrection of Jesus。
喺馬可福音咧，耶穌係曾經四次預言佢會復活。
So he prophesies his own resurrection.
咁耶稣系自己预言自己会复活噶喎。
And does the gospel end without him being raised from the dead?
咁如果马可福音咁结尾系冇嘅时候，咁系咪佢系冇复活咧
？No, even with a short ending, Mark 16:8.
就算嗰个结尾系喺16:8都唔系冇复活。
He is raised from the dead.
佢系已经复活。
But he doesn't appear to any of the disciples yet.
但係佢只係未向佢嘅門徒顯現啫。
So if this gospel ends at verse 8,
嗱，如果呢一個福音書係喺第八節結束
，then it's the only gospel that does not have a resurrection appearance by Jesus。
就係咧，唯一嘅一卷福音書，唯一嘅一本福音書咧，係冇耶穌復活之後嘅顯現。
So you see, here's Mary worshiping Jesus。
嗱，呢度大家睇到嚇，瑪利亞咧係去敬拜耶穌。
That would be the long ending。
这个就是个长结尾了。
And in the short ending, she's still looking for him.
在短结尾里面就是看到他仍然是找耶稣的。
All right, the earliest and best manuscripts end at verse 8.
最佳和最早的手抄本就是以第八节作结。
In Greek, actually, there's only two manuscripts that end right at this verse.
而在希腊文抄本里面只有两个古卷是在这里作结的。
But they just happen to be the very best manuscripts according to most biblical scholars.
按照大部分的圣经学者，这两个抄本都是最好的抄本。
And Codex Sinaiticus is one. It's from the 4th century, about AD 350.
咁第一个咧就系西乃抄本，就系第四世纪，大概咧就系公元350年嘅时候。
Codex Vaticanus is also from about the same date, 4th century.
咁梵蒂冈抄本咧，亦都系差唔多咁嘅年份。
These are the best witnesses to the most important text.
咁呢个系最重要嘅文本类型嘅咧，最佳嘅证据。
Which is known as the Alexandrian text form.
就系叫做咧亚历山大文本形式。
Now let me explain what a text form or a text type is.
或者我讲一讲咩叫做文本类型，或者系文本嘅格式。
Let's suppose we never had the printing press.
譬如举例，我哋从来咧系冇呢一个印刷机。
And there's no such thing as photocopying machines or cameras.
亦都系冇影印机同埋冇相机。
So if you have a Bible, you had to handwrite your own Bible.
咁如果你系要有圣经，一定要自己抄个圣经啦。
And there would be different versions of the Bible in Hong Kong and China.
咁香港同埋中国都系各有不同嘅版本嘅圣经。
Maybe at this church they say things a little differently.
或者呢一间教会咧，佢哋讲嘅嘢系稍有分别。
Than they do at another church.
即系同另外一间教会咧，可能稍有分别。
And so that would be kind of like a text type.
咁所以呢个就系属于所谓某一个文本嘅类型啦。
In English, it's easy to tell the difference between, say, the King James Bible and the NIV.
咁譬如喺呢一个英文版本嘅圣经咧，呢、这个钦定译本同埋咧系国际译本咧，系有两个系好容易咧讲到个分别喺边噶。
So I don't know what parallel you have in Chinese that would help.
我唔知道譬如讲到中文圣经咁，我谂大家都知道，可能个现代中文新译本同呢个和合本或者和修本都系有分别。
But these two have a common ancestor that goes several generations back.
咁但系咧，呢啲唔同嘅版本咧，却系喺经过喺几代之前咧，系一个同一个祖先或者本源。
Probably deep in the second century, maybe A.D. 110, 120, something like that.
或者可能咧，系喺呢个二世纪初吓，即系110年、120年嘅时候。
And this is the end of Mark 16 in Codex Sinaiticus.
咁呢个就系西乃抄本咧，马可福音嗰个结尾。
Now, the second argument is that it's not just the Greek manuscripts that end at verse 8.
第二个嘅论据咧，就系话唔单止系希腊文嘅古抄本系咁样作结。
But the oldest manuscripts of several early translations also end at verse 8.
另外仲有就系其他几个译本嘅早期嘅抄本咧，亦都系喺第八节咧作结嘅。
Now, why would that happen?
点解会咁样发生呢？
If someone is translating the Greek New Testament into another language,
如果有人呢是将希腊文的新约圣经译做其他的语言，
once it's translated into that other language,
当译了入去另外一个语言的之后呢，
then typically they don't go back and look at later Greek manuscripts to change it.
咁呢就好自然佢唔会后来呢係再去睇更加新嘅希腊文嘅抄本，然后呢係改返佢哋嗰个译本啦。
So even these early translations may reflect a much, much earlier Greek text that we no longer have.
咁所以呢呢一啲嘅古嘅译本嘅抄本呢，可能其实係反映咗一啲呢我哋好旧嘅希腊文嘅抄本而家係冇嘅。
There's Syriac that goes back to the second century.
譬如这个呢就是叙利亚文，那是二世纪的。
And here's a page from a Sahidic Coptic New Testament.
这个呢是另外 一份呢是
Sahidic.
Coptic. Coptic. 这个是另外一个呢是埃及话的抄本。
And this is an Armenian manuscript.
这个是一个亚美尼亚的抄本。
So these are some of the languages where the earliest manuscripts don't have anything after verse 8.
咁而呢啲嘅抄本呢，虽然佢哋系译本，但佢哋都冇呢第八节之后嗰啲嘅经文㗎。
But there's also Georgian, another early version.
这个是教鲁吉亚文呢，亦都是另外一个早期嘅抄本。
Now, then I want to stop after I'll go for about 5 more minutes, then we'll take a little break.
我讲多五分钟就会休息噶啦。
I'm seeing too many yawns.
我见到好似有人打喊路啊。
I know
好多人啊。
This is hard material to get through.
我知道呢啲都系好难嘅资料嚟噶。
But I'll make a very important point at the end.
不过最尾咧，我一定咧系会讲一个好重要嘅一点。
So here's the third argument for the short ending.
另外就系对于呢个短嘅结尾嘅第三个论据。
It also has wide geographical distribution.
它亦都有非常廣泛嘅地域分布。
We find these manuscripts all over the Mediterranean world.
喺整個地中海世界咧，都係揾到呢啲嘅抄本。
And then the fourth argument is church fathers' explicit statements about the ending of Mark.
另外仲有就係咧，係古教父咧，佢哋對於馬可福音嘅一啲好明確嘅説法。
The two earliest church fathers that speak about Mark's gospel.
最早期嘅兩位教父講到馬可福音嘅咧。
From the Alexandrine region, that is.
就係亞歷山大區嘅。
Are silent about anything after verse 8.
對於第八節之後嘅經文咧，係冇任何嘅評論。
So what does this mean?
咁即係咩意思咧？
Did they know of anything after verse 8?
佢哋知唔知第八節之後嘅嘢呢?
Well, they might have, they might not have.
可能知，可能唔知。
It's an argument from silence which is not always very strong.
嗱，呢一類咁樣嘅論據咧，通常都唔係好強。
But then we get into the fourth century and we see something different.
好啦，到咗第四世紀咧，我哋睇到一啲好唔同嘅嘢啦。
Two extremely important church fathers, Eusebius and Jerome, speak about the ending of Mark's gospel.
有兩個非常重要嘅教父，就係丘西比烏咧，同埋耶油米，都係講到呢一個馬可福音嘅。
One represents the church in the east.
一個就代表東方教會。
And that's Eusebius.
就係丘西比烏。
And the other represents the church in the west. That's Jerome.
另外一個就代表咧東方教會就係耶油米。
These were the two biggest branches of the ancient church.
呢個係古時係初期教會咧係最大嘅兩個分支。
One's at the beginning of the fourth century. One's at the end of the fourth century.
一個咧就係喺四世紀初，一個就係四世紀後期。
And most importantly,
而更重要嘅
，both were funded by major productions.
兩個咧都係咧係有好多嘅作品嘅。
Eusebius had to make 50 Bibles for the capital city Constantinople.
而丘西比烏咧就係要為呢一個君士坦丁堡咧係抄50本嘅聖經。
This is what Emperor Constantine ordered, the first Christian emperor.
呢個係第一個嘅基督教嘅皇帝，就係呢個康士坦丁咧，係作咁樣嘅指示。
Now Eusebius didn't write these Bibles himself.
當然唔係丘西比烏自己親手抄啦。
But he had several scholars, scribes, professional calligraphers. Is that a word?
係有一啲嘅專門做嘅啲書法家咧，係抄經嘅學者咧，係專門做嘅。
And they wrote out these 50 Bibles for the emperor.
他們就為這個皇帝呢抄這50本的聖經。
And then you have Jerome.
然後呢這一邊就是有耶油米。
Now he was asked by the Pope to write a new translation.
就是教宗呢是叫他寫一個新的譯本。
And it was called the Latin Vulgate.
就是這個拉丁文的譯本。
For over 1,000 years, this was the standard translation of the Roman Catholic Church.
咁有成1000年咁耐咧，呢个系成为咗咧罗马天主教会嘅标准嘅拉丁文译本。
So one had the funding of the emperor, and the other had the funding of the Vatican.
一个咧就系得到咧皇帝所提供嘅资金啦，另外一个咧就系得到咧系教宗提供嘅资金。
They had access to quite a few manuscripts, each one of them.
咁佢哋每一個人咧，都係可以攞到好，即係可以咧係睇到好多嘅抄本嘅。
So listen to what Eusebius says。
嗱，咁我哋就睇一睇咧，這個丘西比烏講咗啲乜嘢啦。
He says the accurate copies conclude the story according to Mark in the words they were afraid, for the end is here in nearly all the copies of Mark。
佢咧就係話呢個正確嘅馬可福音嘅抄本咧。作結咧都係呢幾個字，就係他們害怕，因為咧係差唔多所有馬可福音嘅抄本咧都係喺呢度作結嘅。
Now he's writing before verse numbers were put into Bibles。
嗱，佢咧就係佢寫嘅時候，當然咧當時係冇呢個章節嘅編號嘅。
But Eusebius is saying the manuscripts he's looked at end at verse 8。
丘西比烏咧講得好清楚，就係話佢所睇嘅抄本咧都係以第八節咧係作結。
And at his time, it was in nearly all the copies that they did not go past verse 8.
但当时呢差不多所有他看过的抄本呢都是没有多过在第八节。
Then Jerome, in the late 4th century,
另外呢耶油米在这个第四世纪的后期
He says the long ending is found in scarcely any copies of the gospel.
佢咧就话长嘅结尾咧系好罕有咧喺任何嘅马可福音嘅抄本嗰度揾得到。
Almost all the Greek codices or manuscripts do not have this passage.
差唔多咧，所有嘅希腊文抄本咧都冇呢一段嘅。
Now what these two scholars tell us?
咁呢两个学者佢同我哋讲咗啲乜嘢呢
？Is that we cannot do textual criticism by counting manuscripts?
即系话咧，如果我哋做经文嘅鉴别嘅时候，我哋唔可以只系数有几多个抄本。
What were in the majority in the fourth century?
嗱，第四世纪咧，呢个系属于大多数。
Are in the minority today?
今日咧，可能系变咗少数。
And most of those fourth century manuscripts have disappeared.
大部分嘅四世纪抄本咧，系已经系失散咗。
Why did the long ending get into most of the manuscripts?
咁点解呢个长结尾系走咗入去所咁多嘅抄本里面呢
？I think perhaps here's one explanation.
我谂呢个可能系其中一个解释。
In the fifth or sixth century, late fifth, early sixth century.
或者咧系喺第五或者第六世纪。
Another church father named Victor of Antioch wrote a commentary on Mark's gospel.
咁咧就系另外一个咧安提柯嘅教父咧，佢咧就系喺呢一个喺马可福音嗰度咧系写咗一个评论嘅注脚嘅。
He wrote the
注释，对唔住。
He wrote the only commentary on Mark's gospel in the first millennium.
咁佢系喺第一个千年里边，佢系第一个系为马可福音咧系写呢个注释嘅。
And he said that both endings were in wide circulation.
佢咧就话两段嘅结尾咧都系广泛咁样流传。
But he believed the long ending was more accurate.
但系佢相信咧呢一个长嘅结尾咧系更正确。
That it went back to Mark's original ending.
呢个咧就系马可福音原本嗰个结尾。
And he wrote the most popular commentary of the Middle Ages on Mark's Gospel.
咁而佢寫嘅嗰個注釋書咧，就係喺馬可福音嚟講咧，就喺中世紀最受歡迎嘅注釋書。
So he may have influenced the copies of Mark's Gospel to have these extra verses in them.
或者佢就係影響咗咧當時嗰個嘅睇法，就係咧馬可福音係有呢個結束，有呢個結尾。
But in the least, what we see in the fourth century is not what we see in later centuries.
不過咧，係喺當時睇到嘅马可福音嘅结尾咧，同后来嘅世纪所睇到福音嘅结尾咧，可能系唔同嘅。
So if we want to know what the actual ending of Mark's gospel was，
如果我哋想知道实际上马可福音嗰个真正嘅结尾系点样嘅呢
？We can't count manuscripts，
我哋系唔能够数嗰啲抄本嘅数目。
We have to weigh them in terms of their importance。
我哋一定咧系要去考虑佢哋嗰个重要性。
Now we're going to take a break right now, but let me just mention this one thing.
嗱，而家我哋会系一阵会休息，不过咧，我系想先提一样嘢。
It's important for all of us to think about these issues.
我哋需要好认真咁样考虑呢一样嘢。
And it's important because of the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
咁呢个系好重要嘅，因为咧系耶稣基督嘅道成肉身。
If God became man in time, space, history.
嗱，如果神成为人喺时空喺历史嗰度系生活。
He is inviting us to look at the historical evidence.
佢系会邀请我哋去睇历史嘅证据。
We do not believe in the Bible as a mystery that we can't understand.
我哋唔会咧系当呢一个圣经系一种神秘嘅事物，我哋系不了解。
It has a history to it.
佢系有历史嘅。
And just like with the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
就系好似耶稣基督嘅复活一样。
When he came out of the tomb and appeared to his disciples,
当他离开坟墓向门徒显现
he appeared to more than 500 believers at one time.
有一次他曾经是向超过500个信徒显现
And the apostle Paul says that most of these are still alive.
而使徒保罗说大部分这些人仍然生存
But some had fallen asleep or died.
咁当然有一些已经睡了香港照保罗的讲法即是他们已经死了
What Paul is saying is that evidence is important for the faith.
保罗其实讲嘅就系话证据对于信仰嚟讲，我哋嘅信仰嚟讲系好重要。
That stone could have been kept over that tomb.
嗱喺坟墓口嘅石头系可以保留喺嗰个坟墓口嗰度。
Because Jesus in his resurrected body could walk through rock.
因为耶稣佢复活咗嘅身体其实系可以穿墙过壁嘅。
And he could have appeared to his disciples.
佢亦都可以系向门徒显现。
But he wanted them to go into the tomb and see that he was no longer there.
但耶稣系要佢嘅门徒咧系走入到呢个坟墓里边，等佢哋睇到耶稣系不再喺嗰度。
So just as with the resurrection of Jesus,
就好似耶稣嘅复活一样。
We have to look at the Bible in a historical way as well.
所以我哋都要从呢个历史嘅角度去睇圣经。
So with that, let's take a 10-minute break and we'll come back at 16:30.
我哋咧而家休息十分钟，系四点半翻嚟。
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Andy.
大家好，我哋嘅中场休息快将完结啦。咁咧，我想同大家讲一句咧，我哋就开始咯。就系我见到大家咧，有唔少人咧都会喺佢个 PowerPoint 上面咧影相咁样嘅。咁讲完话咧，影佢 PowerPoint 嘅 slide 嘅相咧系可以嘅。不过请你唔好摆上网，唔好 send 俾人，唔好同人分享。你同佢影合照嘅话咧，你可以摆上网，但系你影佢个 PowerPoint 嘅相咧就唔好摆上网啦。OK， 好，咁都多谢大家尊重佢讲睇法。咁我将时间交俾 Dr. Wass。
Gee, everybody's back already. Thank you.
多谢大家哈，大家都坐齐啦。
All right, the fifth argument for the short ending.
第五个系支持呢个短结尾嘅论点就系咁样。
He said there's a very interesting alternate ending to the Gospel of Mark.
嗱，对于呢个马可福音嚟讲咧，系有好多好有趣嘅另类嘅结尾噶。
Several manuscripts and versions from the 4th to 9th century.
由第四世纪到第九世纪咧，有几个嘅抄本或者系译本咧
？Have an impersonal intermediate ending。
咁系有一个咧，系非个人嘅中短形式嘅结尾。
And this comes before the long ending, but after verse 8。
咁咧呢个就系喺咧第八节嘅后边，但系咧就系喺嗰个长嘅结尾之前嘅。
And here's what it says。
咁呢个就系咁样讲嘅。
But they reported briefly to Peter and those with him all that they had been told.
呢个其实咧都系喺和修本嗰度咧系有嘅。咁大家可以翻去嗰度睇一睇。咁咧呢度咧就系呢度咧就系咁样讲嘅。
Is it in there?
Yeah. Oh, good. 凡耶稣所吩咐的，他们简洁地告诉彼得和他周围的人。
And after these things, Jesus himself sent out through them.
这些事以后，耶稣亲自藉着他的门徒
，from east to west，
从东到西
，the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation，
把那神圣不朽永远拯救的福音传出去。
Now this ending comes after verse 8，
呢个嘅结尾咧就系喺第八节之后
，and before verses 9 through 20，
咁但系咧就系喺九至二十之前
，in a number of manuscripts and versions。
在几个的抄本或者译本呢都是有的。
Listen to what Dr. Bruce Metzger has to say about this.
这个 Bruce Metzger 呢就是有这样的看法。
He was probably the greatest textual critic of the 20th century.
他是二十世纪呢首屈一指的经文的鉴别家。
And he was an evangelical scholar at Princeton Seminary.
他亦都是普林斯顿的福音派的学者。
He wrote a book called The Textual Commentary on the Greek New Testament.
他呢是写了一本呢是很重要的书呢就是新约圣经的文本的评注。
And one of the things he says is right here about this intermediate ending.
咁对于呢一个中短即呢个中型的呢个结尾呢他有这样的睇法。
No one who had available as the conclusion of the second gospel, the 12 verses 9 through 20,
冇人咧系有呢一个第九章第九节至到二十节咧系关于马可福音嘅结尾。
So rich in interesting material
系咁有咁多咧系丰富嘅有趣嘅资料。
Would have deliberately replaced them with a few lines of a colorless and generalized summary.
如果係有咁豐富嘅資料咧，就唔會咧係用，即係唔會咧對唔住，應該咁譯啊。佢應該咧係話唔會咧係故意咧係去用一啲 咁係冇色彩或者咁唔生動嘅句子呢嚟去取代一啲咁活靈活現嘅結尾。
So these manuscripts that have that intermediate ending in them,
嗱呢一個中型嘅結尾呢
go back to a history,
大概嘅歷史就係咁樣。
Where their ancestor did not have the long ending.
就係話呢當時呢佢哋嗰個原本嘅抄本呢係冇嗰個長結尾。
Because the long ending is added after this.
因為嗰個長結尾呢應該係喺呢個結尾之後加上去㗎。
And so obviously the intermediate ending in some places was the only ending people knew about.
咁可能呢咁好明顯呢就係喺某一啲嘅地域呢呢一個中型嘅結尾呢就係佢哋當時所知道㗎。
And this helps to affirm that the short ending really is in more manuscripts than just the two that we know about.
因此呢呢樣亦都係確定咗呢就係或者係支持咗呢嗰個短結尾呢係比個長結尾呢係更加可靠。
Okay, now the sixth and final point for the short ending.
好啦講到呢而家係第六個嘅論據啦。
At least the final point of the external evidence.
咁起碼呢個就係外證嗰方面呢最後一點。
There's marginal notes in some manuscripts.
喺一啲抄本嗰度呢係有一啲旁邊嘅注釋。
And these are even found in manuscripts that have the long ending sometimes.
甚至呢喺有一啲嘅有長結尾嘅抄本裏面呢都係有呢一個嘅注腳喺度㗎。
So it'll be a little comment in the margin of the handwritten manuscript.
咁即係話呢喺呢手抄本嘅旁邊嗰度喺佢嘅邊嗰度呢就有呢一啲嘅注釋寫喺度。
For example, we read the end.
譬如我哋讲咧，呢度系写结尾。
That's right next to verse 8.
就喺第八节嗰度后面咧，就跟住写结尾。
And the note goes on and says, in some copies, the evangelist ended here.
跟住咧个注释就咁讲啦，佢话有一啲嘅福音书咧就系、是、对唔住有一啲传福音者咧就喺呢度咧系作结。
The evangelist is the Gospel of Mark, Mark himself.
呢个当然就系指呢个马可啦。
And then it goes on and says, but in many this also.
咁但係呢喺其他嗰方面喺其他嘅呢呢、這個亦都係一樣。
Referring to verses 9 through 20 which follow this.
就係指呢係跟住要抄跟住所抄嘅9至20節。
So these manuscripts actually are saying we know of other manuscripts that end at verse 8.
咁即係話呢呢啲嘅抄本呢其實就係講緊話我哋知道有其他嘅抄本就係喺第八節就作結嘅。
Others say Eusebius canonized the gospel to here.
咁有人咧就话优西比乌咧系将即系喺呢一个位咧就系将呢一个马可福音咧就系纳入正典化。
That is, Eusebius said this is what Mark wrote up to verse 8, but not beyond.
即系话咧，优西比乌就话马可咧系写到第八节啫，跟住嗰啲就唔系佢写啦。
And others have asterisks after verse 8.
咁另外一啲嘅抄本咧，就係喺第八節後面咧有粒星。
And these indicate doubt about the authenticity of the long ending。
咁呢方面亦都係表示咧，嗰個抄經者咧就係懷疑嗰個長嘅結尾嘅真確性。
So now we have to ask the question of motivation。
咁跟住我哋要問嘅就係個動機係乜嘢啦
？Why does this gospel and only this gospel have major textual upheaval at the end？
点解只系呢一个福音书，亦都系唯一一个福音书咧，就喺个结尾嗰度咧系有呢一个嘅争论喺度咧
？The reason seems to be that scribes were uncomfortable with a gospel that ended without any resurrection appearances。
个理由咧就系、是、主要嘅个理由就系抄经嘅文士咧，就系、是、对于一卷福音书如果冇。耶稣复活之后嘅显现咧，佢系感到咧不安。
So now we ask the question of internal evidence.
好啦，咁而家我哋要问嘅就要睇嘅咧就系个内证啦。
And we can deal with this really quickly.
我哋其实可以好快咁样处理到嘅。
Internal evidence is what scribes would be likely to do.
个内证就系咧，到底抄经嘅文士佢哋有可能系做啲乜嘢咧
？And what the author was likely to have written.
咁而嗰個作者佢係有可能寫嘅係乜嘢呢
？The longer a passage, the more we can tell if this fits the author's style。
咁如果嗰段嘅文字係越長嘅話咧，我哋就更加容易咧係去講到底呢一段文字係咪符合嗰個作者嘅風格。
And so transcriptional evidence has to do with what the scribes would do。
咁於是咧，係抄經嘅一啲證據咧，就係去顯示到底咧啲抄經嘅文士佢哋係會做啲乜嘢。
And intrinsic evidence has to do with what the author would do.
而內證咧就係講到咧，到底個作者係會做啲乜嘢。
And both of these argue decisively against the authenticity of the long ending.
而呢兩方面嘅證據咧，都係反駁到咧嗰個長結尾嘅。
We've already seen that scribes would be more likely to add material after verse 8 than delete it.
我哋啱啱先至睇到咧，就係啲抄經嘅文士咧，佢哋好有傾向咧，就喺第八節之後咧，係加入更多嘅資料，而唔係咧係取查咗咧第八節之後嘅資料。
And the intrinsic evidence is simply this.
個內證就係基本好簡單。
There's not a single passage.In Mark 1:1 through 16:8,
喺馬可福音嘅第一章第一節到馬可福音嘅十六章第八節
，that is comparable to the stylistic, grammatical, and lexical anomalies. Do you know all those words?
另外就係喺馬可福音嘅第一章嘅第一節至到第十六章嘅第八節咧，無論係喺風格、喺文法。同埋喺字不尋常嘅詞彙嗰方面咧，係同呢一個第十六章嘅第九同埋第二十節咧係相類似嘅。
Oh, you explained it well. Thank you. That are clustered in verses 9 through 20.
我先頭咧譯埋佢後邊先啱講。
Yeah, he already read that part. I know that. I knew what you were doing. That's good because
佢識聽廣東話嘅。
But I had to read my part. So, all right.So now for our second general question.
咁於是咧，我要問嘅就係第二個我哋會問嘅問題。
The vast majority of New Testament scholars believe that there is the long ending is not authentic.
大部分嘅聖經學者咧都認為馬可福音嘅長結尾咧就唔係真確嘅。
But even of those who think there's nothing after verse 8,
咁就算係喺第八節之後係再冇其他嘅經文啦。
There's a division of opinion.
仍然都係有不同嘅意見。
So I will offer mine。
咁我就會講我嘅睇法。
And when I get to heaven，
咁當我上到去天堂嘅時候咧
，I may need to apologize to Mark。
我可能咧要對馬可咧道歉噶。
And tell him I'm sorry, I misunderstood。
我要同佢講對唔住啊，可能我誤解咗你。
But I'm doing the best I can。
不過我已經係盡咗力。
And so I'll give you my arguments。
好啦，咁而家就講我嘅睇法啦。
Did Mark intentionally end his gospel at 16:8, or is the ending lost?
到底馬可係故意咧，就喺十六章八節就結束佢所寫嘅馬可福音啊？抑或係嗰個結尾係唔見咗咧
？And there are three arguments that the ending was actually lost.
有三個論據咧，就係支持咧嗰個結尾咧係散失咗嘅。
The first argument is that the last leaf could have been lost.If this manuscript were written on a codex,
首先就係最後嗰一頁咧。如果呢個馬可福音係寫喺一個釘裝本嗰度咧，咁最後嗰一頁咧有可能咧就係甩咗啦。
Do they know what a codex is?
Yeah.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they know.
I see that last night. You said yes too.
Yeah.
I forgot. Okay. And the second one is just for you Greek geeks.
第二個咧就係對於嗰啲對希臘文咧。特別有興趣嗰啲咧，就會覺得呢個係有趣噶。
And it's that books do not end in the word gar，
就係話咧一啲嘅一本書咧，好少嗰、那個或者話一本書嘅結尾咧，唔可能咧係用 gar 呢個字咧係做結尾嘅。
This word means for or because，
因為呢個字咧其實係解原因或者因為咁樣。
And in Mark 16:8 in English it says because or for they were afraid. Period. End of the story.
咁喺和修本嘅聖經裏面咧，就好似英文版嘅聖經一樣啦，就係、是、嗰個結語就係話，因為他們害怕。
But in Greek, gar cannot be the first word in a sentence。
咁咧喺希臘文咧，呢、這、一個 gar 呢個字咧就唔會係嗰段嗰一個句子嘅第一個字。
And the words translated they were afraid is just one word in Greek。
咁而他們害怕咧，其實只係一個希臘文字嚟嘅啫。
So literally, the Greek reads this.
咁咧，其實咧，嗰個希臘文咧就係咁樣讀法嘅。
They were afraid for，
就係話他們害怕，因為。
But the way we have to translate it is to put the for or because first.
咁但系当我哋做译文嘅时候咧，我哋就会将个因为就摆翻上前面，所以就变咗系因为他们惧怕害怕。
I'm glad I'm done with explaining that one.
In fact, it's the same. Yeah, we put the for in front of they.
Oh yeah, like in Chinese. Okay. Oh, good. Okay. We're similar. Same yeah. English. Same language. Yeah. Okay.
The word order is similar.
Yeah. And the third argument is that open-ended conclusions are a modern invention.
另外一个第三个论点咧，就系认为咧呢一个开放式嘅结尾咧，其实系一个新嘅发明。
If you end the gospel at verse 8, it's an open-ended conclusion.
嗱，如果福音书系以第八节作尾嘅话咧，就系一个开放嘅结尾啦。
And in fact, you have irony in the end.
咁其实咧系喺个结尾嗰度系一种讽刺。
Now I'll ask you to summarize this. I'll just kind of give some things, and I'll give about a paragraph for you to summarize. All the way through Mark's gospel, you have Jesus telling demons and people that he heals, "Do not tell anyone. Do not tell anyone." And what do? They go out and tell people. And in the end, the angel tells the women, "Now go tell the disciples." And what do? They do nothing because they're afraid. So it's irony in the end. Everybody does exactly the opposite of what they're supposed to do.
咁咧就如果你睇成本马可福音嘅时候咧，你会睇到耶稣一而再、再而三咁咧，同啲门徒讲，就话你唔好话俾人听，我系做咗呢啲嘢，我讲咗呢啲嘢。咁另外仲有咧，就系当呢个马可福音结尾嘅时候咧，你会睇到天使咧就系对呢一个玛利亚讲，就系话咧，你去翻去咧，你就去话俾啲门徒听。咁但系结果咧，玛利亚又冇做话俾门徒听，即系话咧，耶稣叫门徒唔好讲嘅咧，啲门徒就周围去讲。但系咧，当天使叫玛利亚咁呢个变咗系一个讽刺啦。
That was longer than what I said.
I think your language is more precise.
Oh, wow. Greek is much more precise than English too. So, okay. Well, maybe we should try this. Well, I just go through the whole thing and then you just translate.
Then I have to start taking notes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So, a lot of scholars think that an open-ended conclusion is just a modern invention.
好多嘅學者咧就認為呢啲開放式嘅結尾咧，其實係一個現代嘅事物。
So in the last 80 years, an awful lot of research has been done on these three questions.
咁喺過去幾十年咧，就呢三個大嘅問題咧，都係做咗好多嘅研究。
And let me give you the results of the study.
好啦，咁我而家就俾大家咧嗰個研究嘅結果啦。
The first question: would Mark have originally written on a codex?
第一個嘅問題就係，到底呢個馬可福音係咪寫喺一個釘裝本嗰度嘅咧？
That is, if he wrote on a codex, then the end of the gospel could have been lost.
如果是写在一个好像一本书那样一个钉装本上面，那好，有可能就是最尾那页是甩了。
Because in a codex, our modern book form, you have the outside leaves are the most likely to get lost or damaged.
即好像我们普通的书一样，即个面和个底就是最容易就是受到损坏的。
Here's a picture of Codex Sinaiticus folded out. It's a book.
嗱，呢一度就係西乃抄本啦，就係一本書咁樣嘅。
The codex was not invented in the Middle Ages, though.
但係咧，呢一啲嘅書本咧，其實唔係中世紀先至發明嘅。
It was actually invented in the second half of the first century A.D.
咁其實咧，就係第一世紀嘅後半期咧，就係開始有呢一啲嘅釘裝本嘅書本。
Up until that time, all books were written on a scroll.
喺这个时间之前呢，所有的书其实是写在一个书卷上面的。
So here's the kind of book that the ancient world would have all the time.
这个就是古时的世界呢，有的书籍就会是这样样，一个书卷。
And the New Testament probably all of the books would have been written originally on a scroll.
应该所有的新约圣经呢，都是写在一个书卷上面的。
I think Mark is one of the earliest New Testament books.
马可福音咧系四福音当中咧其中最早嘅一卷福音书。
And the latest one, the Book of Revelation.
较后期嘅新约嘅书卷，这个启示录。
Actually speaks about a book, and it calls it a scroll.
咁系讲到一本书，但系咧却系用书卷呢个字嘅。
You remember in Revelation, there's this thing called the seven sealed book.
嗱，你記得嚇喺啟示錄有講到咧，係有七個封咗嘅書卷。
And you had to break one seal before you could get to the next.
你係要拆咗一個印，然後先至可以咧係去睇到個書卷裡面嘅。
Now, if it were a codex, that's not necessary.
嗱，如果係屬於呢個書本或者釘裝本咧，就唔需要咁樣做啦。
If you're reading a mystery novel or a detective story,
嗱，譬如你係讀一個偵探小説或者一啲係神秘嘅故事
，you could just slice off that wax at the very end and find out who did the murder.
咁你就其實咧就只可以搣咗嗰塊封嘅蠟咧，你就可以睇到到底個兇手係邊個。
So the seven sealed book must have been a roll that John is talking about。
呢七個封印嘅書咧，應該係書卷嚇。
Oh, sorry, you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear the period there. So, so as you go through, there's a line of wax, and you have to strip that off, and then you can get to the next section and through the seven parts of it.
咁即係話呢個書卷呢有七個部分，咁呢就係有啲蠟呢係封咗，你就解開嗰啲蠟嘅封印呢，你就可以呢睇到嗰啲書啦。
And John doesn't feel the need to call it a scroll, he just calls it a book, because that's the only form he knew.
約翰呢係唔需要叫佢做一個卷軸，佢只係話係個書，就係因為呢呢個係唯一嘅書，一種嘅就係書卷嚟㗎。
So if Mark's Gospel is written 30 or 40 years before the book of Revelation,
如果馬可福音成書的時期是這個啟示錄之前譬如30年、40年
Then it surely was written on a scroll as well.
一定會是寫在一個書卷上面。
Now when you read a scroll, in English at least, you start from the left and go to the right, just like in Greek.
當你看一個書卷的時候它亦都是由左到右英文是這樣希臘文亦都一樣。
Now I know when in Chinese you go from top to bottom,
我知道咧，系睇中文嘅时候咧，可能系由上到下嘅。
And then right to left。
亦都会系由右到左。
But then you change from left to right。
后来你哋又转咗咧，系由左到右啊。
You guys are crazy。
你哋其实咧真系好奇怪嘅。
Did you translate right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I just tone it down.
I don't. Okay. That's just bizarre. So if you're reading a scroll and you read all the way to the end of the book.
如果你是读这个书卷由头读到尾
Then the polite thing to do is to roll it back up.
即应该做的就是你是即卷返去返转头。
Of all the Dead Sea Scrolls that were discovered,
在我们所发现所有的死海古卷那里呢
only one was not rolled all the way back up.
只是有一卷呢不是由后面一卷返上前面。
Now, did you have Blockbuster video here before? Years ago?
好耐之前
So you know what a VHS tape is?
Yeah.
If you're under 40, you don't know what that is, or under 30.
如果你係細過40歲或者細過30歲咧，你就唔知咩叫錄影帶噶啦。
But in America, if you took your Blockbuster VHS tape back and didn't rewind it, you had to pay money.
咁咧，如果喺美國咧，如果你係借咗呢個錄影帶，咁你睇完之後你唔卷翻轉頭咧，係罰錢嘅。
So that must have been the case with these scrolls too, I think.
我諗應該都係啲書卷都咁㗎喇。
You don't roll up, you pay a denarius.
好啦，如果你唔俾唔卷返轉頭呢，可能呢要俾一個銀。
That's an old Greek Roman coin.
先頭講。Yes, I've already translated it.
You're fast. You're translating my thoughts now. This guy is good. You know, you need to clap for him, not for me. He's doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, so the second reason why I think we can say Mark intended to end his gospel at verse 8 is as follows.
第二个原因，我认为咧，马可佢系专登喺第八节结束个理由就系咁样。
There have been books that have been discovered that end in a gar.
就系咧，已经系发现咗一啲书，佢哋嘅结尾咧，就系用呢个希腊文加呢个字。
Now, you got to write all this down, it'll show up on the quiz.
你哋要抄低啊，一阵间咧问翻你噶。
But I won't talk about it.
不过我唔会讲。
And the third argument, open-ended conclusions are ancient.
第三个论据咧，就系一个开放式嘅结尾咧，其实系一个古老嘅做法嚟嘅。
There was a doctoral PhD dissertation done on this very topic.
就呢个题目咧，已经系有博士论文写过噶啦。
The scholar was trying to find out if Mark intended to end his gospel at verse 8.
咁有學者呢就係想搵出到底馬可係咪故意呢就喺第八節呢係作結㗎呢
?And he found some Greco-Roman literature that ended in an open-ended conclusion like this.
佢就係發現咗呢有一啲係希羅嘅文學作品呢亦都係有開放式嘅結尾。
He even found Old Testament and New Testament passages that are open-ended.
他亦都揾到咧，係新舊約同埋新約嘅經文咧，係有開放式嘅結尾。
Even a whole book in the Old Testament, the book of Jonah, ends this way.
就算係整卷書，譬如約拿書，都係有開放式嘅結尾嘅。
Jonah complains about the Assyrians. He doesn't want to preach the gospel to them or the good news, but he did anyway.
咁咧，約拿其實咧就係唔喜歡嗰啲亞述人，佢亦都唔想向佢哋傳福音嘅。但結果佢都要去做。
And he's sitting under some shade。
咁咧，於是佢就坐喺個樹陰之下。
And the sun scorches it。
咁咧就太陽曬落嚟啦。
And he starts complaining about everything。
咁於是咧，佢就又埋怨啦。
Here's a man who didn't really want to serve God, but he really had to。
佢其實係唔想服侍神嘅，不過但係佢都係被逼要咁做。
The Apostle Paul is kind of like Jonah。
咁咧，保罗咧就其实都有啲似呢个约拿嘅。
But when he met Christ on the road to Damascus，
但系当佢喺大马色路上遇上基督嘅时候
，then all of his rebellion melted and he said， I want to serve you。
咁佢所有嘅抗拒咧，都系完全咧系融化咗啦。佢系愿意服侍基督。
But the book of Jonah is meant to tell us something too。
但系咧，约拿书其实系想同我哋讲一啲嘢嘅。
Will we serve God willingly or unwillingly？
我哋系愿意去服侍神啦，因为我哋唔愿意去服侍佢咧。
So this is a kind of thing that we do see in the ancient world, not frequently, but we do see it.
即系话咧喺呢个古老嘅世界咧，其实都系有呢一啲嘅呢一类嘅文献嘅。个问题只系咧，我哋系即系个问题只系咪多唔多咁解嘅啫。
Did you translate this whole page right now?
No.
You just went on and on. I didn't know what you know. The conclusion to Acts is also open-ended.
其实咧，《使徒行传》嘅结尾咧，亦都系开放式嘅。
Acts starts with a bang and ends with a whimper. Do you know what that means? Okay, you can do it how you need to.
使徒行传》好似系虎头蛇尾咁啊。
It leaves the reader wanting more.
系使到呢个读者咧，希望睇到或者知道咧更多嘅嘢。
Starts out with the. I'll just say some things for a little while, then you can just translate generally.The disciples are praying. The Holy Spirit comes on them as flame of fire. They speak in tongues. They spread the gospel in Jerusalem. Paul comes and attacks the church, and then the disciples spread into other parts of the world. They're doing miracles. The apostles are. They're spreading the gospel. Everything is going amazingly. And then all of a sudden, Paul joins the crowd, and he starts to spread the gospel.
首先咧就系使徒咧，佢哋喺呢个耶路撒冷嗰度聚集啦、祈祷啦，咁然后跟住咧系圣灵降临，于是咧佢哋讲方言啦，然后咧系四出去传福音咧，系即系行咗好多神迹，咁然后咧跟住咧就系到呢、这个佢哋亦都系受到保罗嘅攻击啦，咁跟住咧保罗跟住咧就系保罗嘅出现吓，保罗信咗主之后咧，咁事情咧就系随住咧系保罗嚟去发展啦。
And then late in the book of Acts, we see Paul get arrested.
咁后来咧，我哋就睇到喺《使徒行传》后面嗰部分咧，就系保罗咧就俾人拉咗啦。
And we're waiting to see him go to trial before Caesar.
我哋咧正在系等紧佢喺凯撒面前咧系受审。
And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting.
咁我哋就睇到嗰度就只系喺度等，喺度等，喺度等啦。
For 8 chapters, we're expecting him to go to trial.
我哋睇咗一年八章，我哋都系期望睇佢系喺凯撒面前受审。
And the book of Acts ends with him still in prison and no trial yet.
但系咧，《使徒行传》结尾嘅时候咧，保罗仍然系未受审，仍然系喺监狱里边。
And this led William Ramsey, a great scholar about 100 years ago, to make the following comment.
咁咧就呢个大概一百年前啦，呢个南西呢一个咧系非常之重要嘅学者咧，就咁样评论。
He said, "No one can accept the ending of Acts as the conclusion of a rationally conceived history."
咁咧，佢就认为咧，佢话咧，如果系冇人咧可以接受啊，即系呢一个《使徒行传》嘅结尾咧，系一段咧合理嘅历史。
In other words, there's no way this makes any sense for Luke to intentionally end it this way.
即是说呢，没理由啊，没理由这个路加呢，是特意这样去结束这个使徒行传的。
That's what William Ramsey thought.
那这个呢，就是南西那个看法。
But it may well be that Luke was actually writing to Paul's defense attorney.
或者其实 路加咧可能系向呢个保罗嘅辩护律师咧，就系、是、写为佢咧系写呢一啲嘅资料。
Theophilus may well have been the person supposed to try to get Paul out of prison.
提亚菲罗咧，或者就系嗰个咧，希望帮保将保罗救出监狱嘅人。
And if that's the case, then Luke is saying, Theophilus, you write the third volume.
如果是这样的话，其实路加就是跟提亚菲罗说，你不如是写第三章，第三卷。
I've written my gospel, I've written my book of Acts, you write volume three.
我就写了福音书了，我就写了使徒行传了，你就要写第三部分。
Do your job and get Paul out of prison so he can continue to spread the gospel.
做你的工作，即是救保罗出监，使到他可以继续传福音。
Now, whether Luke is doing this to Theophilus or not, for the reader, we do see us as involved in the third volume.
无论这个路加是不是这样做都好，作为读者呢，其实我们就是参与了在第三部分。
And I would argue that Luke's ending of Acts is like Mark's ending of his gospel.
而我就认为呢，路加结束《使徒行传》嘅结尾咧，就系、是、好似马可处理嗰个《马可福音》嘅结尾一样。
Both of them are meant to get the reader involved in the story。
两个人咧都系希望读者咧系参与喺呢个故事里面。
So Luke, in fact, may be intentionally trying to copy Mark's literary technique, and for the same reason.
或者路加就是故意去抄襲咧馬可嗰個文學技巧，亦都係因為同一個原因。
Note the beginning of the book of Acts。
大家咧係留意呢、這、一個使徒行傳嘅起頭。
He says, "I wrote the former account, Theophilus. I'll just read the whole thing, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven."
佢咁樣講嘅，佢話咧，提亞菲羅，我已經寫咗第一本書。是关于耶稣从起头所做同埋所教训嘅，直至到佢被接上升嘅日子。
This is Acts chapter 1 verse 1.
呢个咧就系使徒行传第一章嘅第一节。
He's referring to his gospel, the gospel of Luke.
佢系讲紧佢嘅写嘅福音书，即系咧路加福音。
Why does he say in the gospel Jesus only began to do and to teach?
点解佢喺福音书里面只系讲耶稣起头去所行同埋咧系所教导嘅呢
？I think it's because in volume two the disciples continue to teach and to do good things for others。
我认为咧就系因为喺第二卷啊《使徒行传》嘅时候咧，系有耶稣嘅门徒咧系继续去教导，同埋系继续做各种嘅事情去帮人。
Now, what's very interesting is Mark's gospel seems to say the same thing about itself.
似乎咧，马可福音咧，亦都系对自己呢一卷福音书系讲同样嘅嘢。
By the way, I understand that Stephen preached a message a few months ago on the end of Acts, and he said the same thing that I've just said.
咁似乎咧，我亦都系知道咧，我哋有位同工咧，亦都系讲过呢一段嘅经文，亦都系讲咧相类似嘅说话。
Which means that I'm completely unnecessary.
咁即係話呢，以下嗰啲我唔使講啦。
I didn't need to come.
我甚至唔使嚟。
So after this lecture, I'm going back to America.
好啦，咁呢講完今日講完呢一堂呢，我就返返美國啦。
Except I'll stay around for the food for a little while.
咁當然呢會留低食嘢。
Okay, the beginning of Mark says this.
喺呢度呢，馬可福音呢係起初嘅時候咁樣講。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Now, often in the ancient world, a book would have the title of the book be the very first line of that book.
咁喺古时咧，啲旧即系古时嘅书咧，第一行咧，通常第一句咧就系嗰个书名。
If Mark meant this to be the title for his gospel,
嗱，如果马可福音咧系，如果马可咧系希望呢个系成为。他所写福音书那个书名的话呢
Then he may be giving us a clue that the end is not at 16:8.
那或者他给我们的一个暗示就是说呢那个结尾不是在第十六章第八节。
That is, there's more to come that you and I need to fulfill.
是有更多的事将会发生而是需要你和我去实现的。
And as I said already, Luke refers to his gospel as the beginning of what Jesus began to do and to teach.
刚才我亦都讲过，就系路加咧，系话佢嘅福音书，佢所写嘅福音书咧，就系关于耶稣起头所做同埋所教导嘅事情。
And Acts ends the way Mark does.
而呢一个使徒行传嘅结束嘅方式咧，就好似马可福音嘅结束方式一样。
It leaves off for the reader to get involved in spreading the gospel.
即系话佢留咗一个空白咧，俾读者系去参与咗喺呢个福音嘅事工上面。
So why does Mark complete his gospel this way?
点解马可系用咁样嘅方式结束佢嘅福音书呢？
I take it that it's an invitation to the reader, to you and to me.
我认为其实佢系对你同埋对我嘅一种邀请或者呼唤。
He is telling us to follow Jesus.
佢系叫我哋去跟随耶稣。
The first time Jesus predicted that he would be raised from the dead,
第一次耶稣预告他将会从死里复活呢，
Immediately he says, take up your cross and follow me.
他即时跟住他即刻就说你要背起十字架来跟从我。
And I think Mark is continuing that point.
而马可正是跟进这一点。
So Mark's challenge to his readers in his day is still valid today.
马可对他同时代的读者的挑战今日仍然都是有效。
What are you going to do with Jesus?
你要怎样去对待耶稣呢？
Will you take up your cross and follow him?
你会不会拿起你的十字架去跟随他呢？
And ending his gospel at verse 8, it really moves in this direction.
在第十六章第八节这样去结束这个马福音，就是朝这个方向。
And that's all I have to say.
我要讲的是这么多了。
Thank you so much, Aaron. Appreciate that. I think we have a little time for questions. A little time.
我想我们都有一点时间呢，是做这个问答的。
Oh, just want to know which Dead Sea Scroll did not roll back?
I'm sorry, which is sorry?
Which Dead Sea Scroll did not roll back?
I don't recall which Dead Sea Scroll did not roll back, but okay. I learned this from Stephen Fawn in Jerusalem. He's a scholar there, and he said there's only one that he knew, but I don't think he knew which one.
刚才的问题其实就是问哪一卷的四海古卷是没有卷回转头。Dr. Wallace 的答案就是说他是不知道，他是从另外一位在耶路撒冷的学者那里，是那个学者告诉他的。
You're very analytical, aren't you?
你又很有分析能力。
If you find out, please tell me.
找到就告诉我。
我個問題咧就係、是、即係而家頭先嘅講法咧就係、是、即係落場嗰個 ending 就即係似乎唔係個原本嘅原文啦。咁但係好多個文本咧嗰、那個場個 ending 咧都係一模一樣咁樣嘅。咁而家嘅考證有冇考證到其實係咪即係似乎係咪來自同一個文字，即係由一個文字作咗一大個故事之後，其他文字一直抄咗咁多個。文本都是用了那個長的 ending 呢，現在的考證有沒有考證到其實它是、即大概由幾時開始，由哪裡出現這個情況，出現這個 ending 的呢？
The question is the long ending has many manuscripts. So what is the source of that long ending? And is that long ending very widely distributed? And from what time?
Good question. Well, I think Irenaeus already knew about it in the second century. Irenaeus, the church father, he knew about the long ending.
外任柳即是这个一位教父呢，在二世纪的时候呢已经知道有这个长的结尾。
And in some parts of the world, I think it must have been added very early in the second century.
我相信咧喺即係某一個地方係好早，即係喺二世紀咧就已經加入咗呢個長嘅結尾噶啦。
But in other parts, the intermediate ending was added.
咁喺另外一啲地方咧，就係嗰個中型嘅結尾咧，就係加咗落去。
And in other parts of the Mediterranean world, it ended at verse 8.
咁另外咧，喺呢個地中海其他地方咧，就只係停喺咧第，即係結束喺第八節。
But both the intermediate and long endings were not very common.
但係咧，中同埋長嘅結尾咧，就唔係好常見。
Until apparently the 5th century.
直至到即係喺第五世紀之前咧，呢個中同埋長嘅結尾咧，就不常見嘅。
And then it started to take over all the manuscripts.
咁後來咧就變咗係所有差唔多所有嘅抄本咧都係有呢個長結尾啦。
And that's why Victor of Antioch says he finds it in about half the manuscripts he knows about.
所以咧喺安提柯一個教父叫維督咧，佢咧就係發現差唔多所有喺五世紀嘅時候，差唔多所有嘅抄本咧都有呢個長嘅結尾。
But in many early translations, for many centuries afterwards, they still ended their manuscripts at verse 8.
但係咧有好多嘅譯本啊，即係雖然呢啲譯本嗰個年份係較後，但係咧呢啲譯本咧佢哋嘅結尾咧仍然都係喺第八節嗰度。
And that's because they went back to an early tradition where the Greek did not influence them after they translated the first time.
个原因就是因为呢他们那个译他们的翻译呢可能是跟一个旧的古旧的希腊文的抄本。而当他译了他们的译文之后呢他们就再没有是按照新的较新的 抄本去更新了。
我想問如果呢個開放式嘅結尾係要邀請即係讀者去參與福音嘅事工咧，咁我就會有一個疑惑咧，就係喺第八節個結尾係即係講啲婦女好驚，然之後佢哋唔夠膽講。即係如果開放式結尾，可能呢個就係一個諷刺啦，就係婦女嘅反應就係咁樣，讀者你嘅反應會係點樣咧？咁我會覺得咧，咁我就會問，即係福音書想建立呢班婦女嘅形象係點樣咧？因為如果開幕式結尾好似對呢班婦女嘅形象有啲負面啊，咁譬如其他福音書可能係路加福音或者約翰福音，睇呢幾個婦女咧都幾正面嘅喎，即係佢哋係第一班去即係揾去空墳墓嗰度去揾耶穌嘅一班人，咁我就會覺得好似有啲疑惑啦，即係開放式嘅結尾喺呢一個位度。
Or to anybody. So the depiction of women in the Gospel of Mark is rather different from the more positive description of women in the other Gospels. So that's a doubt to me. Yes.
That's a great point.
And this point is asked very well.
Next question. all the way through the Gospel of Mark, all of the disciples, especially the men,
所有的门徒，尤其是是一些男性的门徒，
are not depicted in a very good light.
其实都不是呢，是描述得他们很正面的。
More so in Mark's gospel, they look kind of stupid.
如果看马可福音，其实觉得他们很笨的。
And they don't understand who Jesus is.
他们甚至不知道耶稣是谁。
And they're very afraid.
而他们也是很害怕。
There's one passage in Mark 9, in fact, that's very interesting.
马可福音第九章有一段咧系好有趣的。
After Jesus prophesies his resurrection,
在耶稣咧系预言佢将会复活之后呢
the verse says they began to debate with each other what the resurrection might mean.
咁跟住嘅经文咧就讲啲门徒自己就私下谈论或者辩论到底系咩意思。
They couldn't imagine that he was speaking literally.
他们呢可能是说，他们可能是认为耶稣呢是真的按字面这样解，真的这样复活的。
And then the verse says, but they were afraid, they did not ask him because they were afraid.
但是呢，圣经就跟着讲说，他们不明白，但是又不敢问。
Uses exactly the same verb that's used of these women here.
那個害怕問啊，即係嗰個唔敢問啊，其實嗰個希臘文咧係等完全咧係同呢一個十六章第八節嗰度講嗰個害怕咧係一樣，即係嗰個不敢，即係中文聖經亦做不敢，但係咧其實嗰個希臘文咧係有害怕嘅意思嘅。
And the fear has to do with speaking about the resurrection. It's really fascinating parallel.
咁呢一個害怕係講到復活嘅事，咁其實兩者咧係同樣嘅字係平衡嘅。
And after Jesus crosses the Sea of Galilee with his disciples，
咁喺耶穌係渡過呢個加利利海，同門徒渡過加利利海之後呢
？After the storm and the wind had kicked up and it was really a bad storm，
咁當時咧係風浪大作。
He told the storm and the sea to be quiet, stop。
咁咧佢係叫呢個風浪平靜。
I think at that point the disciples were more afraid of him than they were of the storm.
我諗喺嗰陣時咧，門徒怕耶穌咧，仲多過怕風浪。
Because Mark chapter 4 ends with them asking this question.
馬可福音第四章嘅結束咧，就係記錄門徒咧問呢個問題。
Who is this man who can still the storm?
他是誰啊？連風和海都聽他的話。
I think Jesus should cause us to tremble.
我認為咧。耶稣应该系使到我哋咧系畏惧嘅。
Yes, he is our friend.
冇错，佢系我哋嘅朋友。
But he's also our Lord and Master.
同样，佢系我哋嘅主。
And I think the disciples had the proper attitude to a degree about him.
咁我认为咧，门徒对于耶稣咧系一个适当嘅态度。
But my point is that the women are not treated any separately than the men in the Gospel of Mark.
喺马可福音咧，我认为咧，马可福马可对妇女嘅对待咧，同对门徒嘅对待咧系冇分别。
And the readers would know that the women did tell the disciples.
但其实读者系知道啲妇女咧系有话俾啲门徒听嘅。
Because otherwise there would be no church.
如果唔系就冇教会啦。
So I think that's how we need to understand this situation. But it's a great question.
呢个就系我认为我哋应该咁样去理解嗰个情况。不过个问题问得好好。
Hello， 你好。头先有讲过咧，话即系当代嘅学者，即系都虽然经历咗唔同嘅时代，有长版本同短版本啦。咁但系即系有讲过，当代嘅学者大部分都相信系短嘅版本噶。咁点解修订嘅时候咧，即系而家现代修订嘅时候唔攞走变翻个短嘅版本
？The question is since nearly all modern scholars, modern Bible scholars believe that.Short version is the authentic one. Then, in doing the editing or in doing the translation, why don't they take away the long version? Why the long version is still kept in our Bibles?
Oh, I love this question.
我真係好中意呢條問題啊！
There is a tradition of timidity among Bible translators.
咁咧喺呢個圣经嘅翻译家当中咧，其实系好细胆嘅。
There were some translations in the middle of the 20th century that did that very thing。
咁咧，其实喺二十世纪中叶咧，系有一个嘅译本咧，真系咁做。
They put this passage maybe in footnotes or just didn't even have it at all。
佢哋咧就将呢一段咧，一系就系摆，或者系摆咗喺个注脚嗰度，又或者咧系直情将呢一段就干脆就系删咗去。
But then that Bible didn't sell very many copies.
不过咧，嗰本圣经唔卖得。
So they want to make sure to sell the Bible. It's a tough situation.
咁呢个实在系个困难嘅环境啊！你又想卖得啊个圣经
？Some Christians are saying you're taking things out of my Bible.
咁有啲基督徒就话啦，你将我本圣经有啲嘢咧删走咗。
And consequently, they wouldn't buy it if it was in the footnotes.
咁如果只系喺个注脚嗰度，就唔买嗰本圣经啦。
I was the senior New Testament editor of the Net Bible.
咁咧，我咧就系呢个 Net Bible， 即系网络圣经咧嗰个嘅教授咧，就系佢嗰个高级嘅编辑。
I don't think it's been translated into Chinese yet.
Yes, I've already done so.
It has been.
Yeah.
The whole thing with the notes.
Yeah. No, not the notes.
Not the notes are important.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have extensive notes talking about these passages, these textual problems.
我哋嗰本嘅 Net Bible 咧，其實係有好多好詳細嘅注釋，係關於呢一啲嘅問題嘅。
And at Mark 16:9-20，
馬可福音第十六章嘅九節到二十節。
We put the passage in the text.
我哋係將嗰呢一段嘅經文擺翻喺個文本裏邊。
But we put it in brackets.
咁我哋就用括弧咧係畫住佢。
I think the RUV may put it in brackets or does something to. It has a line there that says this is different from the rest of Mark.
Yes, that's in the RUV.、Mm-hmm.即係我哋嗰個和修本咧，亦都係一樣。如果你睇翻咧，佢都係有個括弧啊，同埋咧係有寫到明嘅。
But we also reduced the font size by 2 points.
我哋亦都咧將嗰個字粒咧係減細咗兩級。
To make it harder to read from the pulpit.
咁咧就使到咧喺講壇上面睇嘅時候咧就難睇啲，睇得冇咁清楚。
But we weren't brave enough just to put it in the footnotes.
但我哋唔夠膽咧，只係擺喺個注釋嗰度。
我想请问咧，如果系呢个系后加嘅，即系个最后嗰段啊，咁如果有一啲唔信嘅或者特别系可能啲穆斯林，佢哋成日嚟到去挑战圣经嘅权威，会话呢个圣经系有删改嘅或者系唔可靠嘅，咁你会点回应咧？
Muslims like to say that the Quran has no changes in it.
咁咧，啲穆斯林咧就話咧，嗰個可蘭經咧就係冇任何嘅改變嘅。
But that's simply not true.
但其實咁唔係真嘅。
I've seen Quran manuscripts.
我係睇過咧可蘭經嘅手抄本。
Where there's lots of erasures.
咁裡面咧有好多嘢係擦咗啊、擦咗啊咁。
And then the scribe writes on top of it.
咁然後咧，嗰、那個抄經嘅文士咧就喺上面寫上去。
There are palimpsest Quran manuscripts。
有一啲咧就係複寫嘅可蘭經手抄本。
複寫 ，that's a good word. I'll need to remember that. We don't have nobody in English knows palimpsest. They're just coming to light right now.
Sorry.
They're coming to light. People are learning about them now.
佢哋而家係知道呢啲嘢啦。
And scholars have looked at these manuscripts.
嗱，啲學者咧係睇過呢啲嘅手抄本。
And here's an interesting thing about the history of the Quran.
咁而呢一個可蘭經咧，其實都係一個有趣嘅歷史嘅。
About 30 years after the time of Muhammad,
大概咧穆罕默德死咗之後三十年
，a man named Caliph Uthman.
有一個人咧叫 Caliph Uthman.
He gathered all the copies of the Quran he could find.
佢將咧係佢能夠揾到嘅《可蘭經》嘅抄本咧係揾曬出嚟
，and destroyed all of them except one，
只係將所有嘅都全部燒毀曬，只係留翻一個。
And then all the copies after that，
咁所有以後嘅抄本咧
，the scribes were warned very seriously to be extremely accurate。
啲文士咧就係俾人咧警告係要一定非常之準確。
There would be penalties if they weren't。
如果佢哋唔敢做咧，就要受罚嘅。
So in some respects, the Quran is a tighter tradition. It doesn't have as many variants, not nearly as many variants as the New Testament.
咁所以某程度上讲咧，可兰经嗰个嘅差别咧，即系抄本嘅差别咧，就冇呢一个新约抄本咁大。
In that respect, it's very much like the Old Testament manuscripts.
某程度上咧，亦都系似咧系旧约嘅抄本。
But here's the fascinating thing about the New Testament.
但系咧，新約嗰個特別嘅地方就喺呢度啦。
It was more important that people spread the news about Jesus Christ。
更重要嘅就係要將耶穌基督嘅福音咧係去傳播。
Then that they made completely accurate copies of the New Testament。
佢哋咧係做一啲即係去傳播耶穌基督嘅福音咧，係俾。抄一個完全正確或者完全確定嘅新約嘅抄本係更加重要。
For example, you all have a Bible probably in your hands, right?
我哋大家手頭上面都有本聖經。
And we call it the Holy Bible.
我哋就叫佢做聖經，神聖嘅。
But for Muslims, the Quran, the only Quran, is in Arabic.
咁但係咧，對於呢個穆斯林人嚟講，對於穆斯林嚟講咧，佢哋唯一嘅聖經咧就係阿拉伯文嘅。
Everything else is just interpretation。
其他嘅都係注釋。
In fact, what I've learned is that some Muslims who don't speak any Arabic at all.
但咧，我又認識一啲嘅穆斯林咧，佢哋根本係唔識講阿拉伯話。
Have memorized the entire Quran in Arabic.
但係咧，佢哋就係背曬咧成本阿拉伯文嘅可蘭經。
They don't understand a word of what they've memorized.
佢哋背啲乜嘢咧？一個字都唔識。
And it's a big book.
而呢一本好厚嘅書。
They can recite the entire thing.
嗱，佢哋可以背所有啊成本可蘭經。
But it doesn't mean anything to them.
但係對佢哋嚟講咧係冇意思嘅。
It's almost like it's a magical charm to be able to recite the words without knowing what they mean.
即係似乎咧係好似一個咒語咁樣，只要你識背就得，你唔需要理解。
The New Testament was not copied like that.
新約聖經咧並唔係咁樣去抄錄嘅。
Scribes copied it and translated it into other languages.
啲文士咧，既係抄寫啦，亦都咧係將佢翻譯成為其他嘅語文。
And all those are called the New Testament.
而所有呢啲都叫做新約聖經。
The English New Testament, the Chinese New Testament, the German New Testament, the Greek, the Latin, all these languages.
英文新約聖經、中文新約聖經、希臘文新約聖經、拉丁文新約聖經，各種嘅語言都有。
You can add a few more too if you like. So.Our goal primarily is to focus on a person, Jesus Christ.
我哋嘅目標就係集中喺一個人，就係耶穌基督。
And the Bible is a pointer to Jesus Christ.
聖經咧，正係指向耶穌基督。
I'd call it an infallible pointer to Jesus Christ.
我認為呢個係無謬誤嘅指標，指向耶穌基督。
Now, when we look at a passage as big as Mark 16,
譬如睇呢一個馬可福音第十六章咁長咧
，You might think otherwise。
你可能你有唔同嘅睇法。
But remember, I told you there's only two places that are this long。
但請你記住，只係有兩個地方咧係咁長嘅經文啫。
The vast majority of textual variants are very, very tiny。
大部分咧文本嘅差異都係非常之細。
And what really is at stake？
而個關鍵或者係個關鍵喺邊度咧？
Are there any doctrines that are at stake?
有冇任何嘅教義係受到威脅呢？
You'll have to come to the worship service to find out.
咁大家咧要嚟到崇拜，聽我講啦。
That's good timing too.
呢個亦都係好嘅時間控制。
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Excuse me.、
Yeah. Oh, one more. No, we were done.
马可福音十六章十六节咧，系经常我哋去即系邀请弟兄姊妹考虑洗礼时候咧，去即系读嘅。咁会唔会其实我哋真系唔应该再用呢句说话去 convince 弟兄姊妹咧
？The question is, we used to quote 16, Mark 16:16 to invite our brothers and sisters to be baptized.
Yes.
So should we do away with that and don't quote that verse?
I would not quote that verse.
我就唔会引述嗰节嘅经文啦。
But I would quote Matthew 28:19 and 20.
我就会咧系引述马太福音二十八章十九章十九二十节。
And there Jesus tells his disciples.
咁耶稣咧系话俾佢嘅门徒听。
Make disciples of all the nations.
使万民作我的门徒。
Baptizing and teaching them.
系奉父子圣灵的名咧，系给他们施浸。
So yes, baptism is still important. You can't get away from it.
所以咧，洗礼咧仍然好重要嘅，系冇办法逃避嘅。
That's it.
就系咁啦。
Okay. Thanks.
好多谢大家咁踊跃、咁积极去听、去聆听。咁咧，我想代 Dr. Wallace 同大家讲三个道歉嘅。第一咧就系坐向前排嘅人道歉，前排嘅冷气系大少少嘅，因为佢有啲怕热咁样，所以啲怕冻，我哋坐后少少。第二个咧就系佢要坐喺张高凳上面，因为咧即系呢几场咧，佢边度直踩佢都几攰一下，所以尾声嘅时候咧佢会坐喺上边。第三个道歉咧就系、是、都请你咧今日完咗呢一节之后咧就俾佢休息一下，因为佢好快要再攻下一场，所以同佢倾偈嗰啲你等耐啲先同佢倾，好冇？咁我哋六点钟开始，我哋今日晚堂嘅崇拜，迟啲再见。